Belinda presents this unabridged recording of My Life and Other Stuff I Made Up, Tom Weekly, Book 1, written by Tristan Banks and read by Stig Weems. Hey, I'm Tom Weekly and this is my life. Every single word in this book is true, except the stuff I made up. See, I have trouble working out where reality stops and fantasy begins. Tanya, my evil genius criminal mastermind sister, says that makes me a liar. But that's not true. Stella Holling really did try to trick me into kissing her on her chocolate-smothered lips. I actually did help my pop attempt a breakout from Kings Bay Nursing Home. And, yes, I did try to use Lewis Snow's knits as a biological weapon to shut down my school. If you have any weird, funny or gross stories, jokes or drawings you'd like me to put into my next book or on my website, I'm at thetomweekly@gmail.com. Be kind to your nits. And Lewis says, try feeding them small dollops of tomato sauce. It's their second favourite food after blood. Tom. Knit plan. I plunge my arm deep into the forest of Lewis Snow's hair and scrape my fingernails across his scalp. When I withdraw my hand, it is crawling, teeming, seething with head lice. I don't know if this is the epicest thing I've ever seen or if I'm going to vomit, I whisper to Lewis and Jack. Maybe both, Lewis replies with a smile. There aren't just dozens of nits on Lewis's scalp, or hundreds. There are thousands. Tens of thousands, maybe. It doesn't even seem possible that this many nits exist in the world, let alone on one very small head. Just don't hurt them, Lewis says. Nits are people too. Lewis has had nits since he was 3 years old. He reckons he can't remember not having an itchy head. He's had nits for so long, he sees them as pets. He reckons they speak to him, that all his best ideas come from his nits. Lewis was expelled from his last school for having too many nits, but our school will take anybody. I proceed to release the mini beasts into the wild, depositing 50 to 100 extra large nits into each blue hat on each peg outside each classroom in the main school corridor. We even get the teachers' hats. All the other kids are in assembly, so the place is deserted, apart from me, Jack and Lewis. And the nits. Pace yourselves! Jack whispers, delving his own hand into Lewis's wild blonde afro. We've still got a bunch of classes to do. It's okay, Lewis replies. Plenty to go round. Jack and I continue to spread the knit love until we make it to the end of the very long corridor. We look back. Hundreds of blue school hats are wriggling with lice. Good job, men, Jack whispers. Only our class left to do.